All right, lytics and stroke study reanalysis.
All right, so lytics, again, we've spent years learning for it to be our friend and then learning to be slightly afraid of it again. And there may or may not be evidence to support, you know, but we're still going to do it because there's no evidence not to support it. I think from this, bizarrely, the thing I learned least, fragility index.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe that's common to everybody else, but I actually did not even know what that word was. And I am kind of shocked that the fragility index is 3 and 1, respectively, that 3 patients or 1 patient going either way make this a positive or a negative study. Fascinating to me how we do our analysis of data and new word.
Yeah, I think that was one of the things that I was kind of shocked by as well. The one main thing that I just got out of it was it just, no matter what it is or what the data shows, I think that between the family and the patient and the physician and the medical staff, just an informed shared decision-making overall is probably the best bet for the patient.
Absolutely agree. I think that's the theme of this month is shared decision-making, but honest, full disclosure, sit down, pay attention.